Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 124 today. 124, a Song of Ascents of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters that overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escape as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I wonder if this psalm is a response to the previous psalm. There, it is cries for mercy in a place of helplessness. Here it is of relief, relief pinned to the only source of relief. Truly, without the Lord, we'd be drowned by the proud, be it waters or words. We're overwhelmed by what this evil world throws at us. All tossed at us and thrown over us by the hand of our adversary. By his hand, we are trapped and caught in the snares, but God gets us out. Truly, without God, we'd drown and we'd be lost. Let's read it again. Look for not the sorrow, but the joy. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters are gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I misspoke one of the words there. It's really interesting, the clear descriptions of the sorrow and the difficulty that we face underneath the enemy. But that description isn't depressing. The description is to demonstrate just how much God has done to free us. We have escaped the snare of the fowlers, and the snare is broken. It doesn't mean that the snare is still active. It's broken. We won't get caught in that again. Our help is truly in the name of the Lord, the one who made it all. Let us hold our hope on him alone so that he alone can save us. Well, thanks for listening in. Hope to talk with you again soon.